curves. Slow down on these curves. He took that one on two wheels.
What's the matter? Who needs four?
Yee-hoo!
Chucko, we're on our own at last. No college, no family, no nothing. Wow, I feel great.
Theater 5 presents Get Away with Murder.
Now you listen to me, young man. Your mother and I are fed up. I've paid your traffic fines. I've bailed you out of messes. I've pulled strings at the newspapers. But this is the end. If you can't think about anything but getting drunk and driving around like a madman, I'm through.
We've been very patient, Bert. Won't you try to pull yourself together? You must have a decent education.
Well, it's pretty late to talk about that. What other college is going to take him in now?
Oh, I'm so ashamed, Bert. And the poor Mallards are sick over Jack. Why didn't you two think about how your parents would feel if you were expelled?
All they've ever thought about was trouble. Making trouble for others and getting into trouble themselves. Well, young fellow, I put a stop to that. I've cut off your allowance.
What?
And there'll be no more of that maniacal driving. I've sold your car.
You sold my sports car?
To Ben Merkel, the minute I got the dean's letter this afternoon.
You sold my sports car?
Yes. I hope that would give you a jolt. So think it over. And when your mother and I get back from Chicago, we're going to have a little talk about your future. Come on, Alice. We'll miss the plane if we don't go.
Goodbye, darling. Oh, I hate leaving you alone at a time like this. But do be good. And don't get into any more trouble.
Come on, Alice.
Goodbye, dear.
Hey, wait!
Forget it.
Can you beat the nerve treating us like a couple of stinking kids? If you can't think of anything but getting drunk and driving around like a madman.
Boy, I hate parents.
And they're probably out there right now getting themselves stoned.
Right. Bankers' conventions. Bankers' booze fights.
Ugh.
Hey, got any more beer in the refrigerator?
It's all gone. But old Fathead's got plenty of booze here in the bar.
Okay, a shot.
I wish I could think of something to make them really mad. Really shake them up.
Yeah. And my old lady gets all excited, and she still treats me like a kid. They're so wrapped up in their own world, they never get anything through their heads.
Plenty of times I've threatened to get out of here for real. Say, how about that? How about taking off, but good?
Well, leaving home, you mean?
Well, what's the good of hanging around here? Old Fathead's talking about another college, but I've had that jazz. You don't need any more of that, do you?
Me? I'm fed up to here.
So what do you say?
Well, where'd we go?
Anywhere. Vegas, maybe. I was there once. We could have a ball.
Hey, you remember that gambling system you worked out?
Yeah.
That was terrific. It couldn't miss. We could make ourselves a pile.
Yeah. It's a long haul to Vegas, though. You got any dough?
Let's see. Lighter, keys, phone numbers. Boy, that was a babe. And let's see, 75 cents and 10, 11, 12 bucks.
How about you?
I'm flat, 6.5. But I know where my old man keeps a wad for emergencies.
How much?
Oh, a couple of hundred, I think.
Your folks home now?
No, they're at the club dance.
Well, what are we waiting for?
I don't know. Yeah, but that would... you know.
Come on, you're not chicken, are you? Your old man would never miss it. And what did he ever give you except a lot of lip about skipping classes?
Yeah, yeah. Plenty of that, all right.
So what's the percentage of playing his rules? Come on. Let's make up our own game.
Yeah, but 200 bucks won't go far. Plane fare alone will be that much. Well, if we only had your car.
Yeah, if we only. I went by the Merkel's house a while ago, and there it was sitting out in front. Burned me up. I spat on it. Hey.
Huh?
You know what I still got? A car key. I forgot about the extra key.
Hey, that's more like it.
Oh, Fathead forgot about it, too. Oh, boy. Is his face going to be red?
Oh, that's a gas.
We're really on our way. Listen, you go home and get the dough and toss some junk in a bag. I'll sneak down to the Merkels, grab the car, and come by and pick you up. Good thing it's such a rainy night, nobody will be on the streets.
Okay. Give me another drink first.
Now, bring the bottle with me. Go on home. Hurry.
What's so funny?
I just feel good. I feel like... You know those guys that rob banks just for kicks?
Oh. Yeah.
You know something, Jacko? We're hot. This car is hot. And your $200 is hot. We're outside the law, Jacko.
Slow down on these curves. I took that one on two wheels.
What's the matter? Who needs four? Yoo-hoo! Jacko, we're on our own. No family, no nothing. Give me that bottle again. That was a nice little old curve.
Bert, for crying out loud, the road's too wet. We're not in that much of a hurry.
I am. I got a date with a doll somewhere. I got to find her.
Bert, look out.
Yee-hee. Hold on, boy. Here we go. Bert, look out that tree. Bert!
Jack. Say something. Jack?
Huh?
Oh, you're all right. I thought for a minute.
What happened?
I sideswiped a tree. You hit your head on the dash. Does it hurt bad?
My head?
Your forehead's cut. You're bleeding.
Bleeding? I sure am.
How do you feel?
It hurts, but I guess I'm okay. What a dope you are driving like that.
I'm sorry.
What about the car?
Just a banged up fender, I think. Look, this cut of yours is bad. We gotta get you to a hospital. Here, take this handkerchief. Press hard on the cut. Can you sit up?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get you back to... Oh, no.
What?
We can't go back to Peterborough. The Merkels may have found out about the car.
Oh. We'll just have to keep going to Brookhaven. There's a hospital there.
Can you hold out that long?
I got to. But step on it.
How you doing, Jack?
I don't feel too well.
We're doing 80. It's so dark and rainy.
Hey, there's a car behind us.
Huh?
I think he's following us.
Well, never mind. We'll be coming to the state line pretty soon. Even if it's a trooper, they can't pick you up for speed once you get across the line. Come on, baby doll. Do your stuff. Still back there?
Yeah. He's getting closer. Look, Bert, it's too far to the state line. We better try to shake him. There's a road off to the right up ahead. It leads down to my folks' summer cottage.
Lake Colony. Sure, I know the road. It's right here. Hold up. Here we go.
Hey. Now, go on half a mile and then swing left. Here, our house is the second driveway, behind that bunch of trees. Right here. Go in here. Go on, all the way in.
Okay.
Better shut off my lights, too, I guess. Yeah. Hear anything? Just the rain. No, I don't hear anything. No, I think we shook the cops. Let's go. Wait. Hold it a minute more. I'm pretty sure we lost him or we'd hear him by now.
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought nobody lived out here at Lake Colony in the winter.
No, they don't. That dog belongs to Pat, the caretaker. He looks after all the cottages. You got another handkerchief? His cut's still bleeding.
Yeah. Here's one. Come on, let's go.
I guess we better. Don't put your lights on yet.
Hmm?
When you back out, just shoot straight across the road into the Johnson's drive and then swing around.
Okay. We must have hit the door.
Oh, nuts. How did he get there?
Oh, shut up!
It felt like we went right over it. Nothing to do about it. Let's go.
Okay, Jack. Emergency entrance. Can you get out?
I guess so. Oh, God, look at the blood. All over the seat.
Yeah. And back here on the bumper. Boy, we really slammed into that dog. Must have been a big one.
Yeah. Collie, our front fender took a beating, too.
Never mind. Come on, let's find a doctor.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. And how much do I owe you?
Oh, let's say $20.
What? Oh, all right.
Looks odd. Seems to me I know your face. Aren't you from around here?
No, not me, sir.
Oh. Well, I was just going to say, if I knew your folks, you needn't pay me cash.
Oh, no. I'll pay you. I'm just passing through. Here.
Thank you. Listen, young fellow, you're in no condition to spend the night on the road. Both of you'd better bed down here until morning.
No, I'm fine. We'll be on our way, thanks. We got a sick friend. He needs us in a hurry.
All right, then. Take care of yourselves. And don't drive so fast next time.
Yes, sir. Good night. Let's see now. Which way do we come in?
Down this way, I think.
Yeah, this is the door. Here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, look where you're going.
Come on, Bert.
Hey, wait a minute.
Sorry, we're in a hurry.
Wait, I said.
Yeah, officer. What do you want?
You and your friend in the bandages here. You know anything about that beat-up sports job outside, TY3737?
What about it?
Let's see your driver's license.
Here.
Both of you.
Here.
Okay. Which way did you come from?
We don't have to answer that.
You were coming from Peterborough, maybe? You weren't coming down the Brookhaven Turnpike at 80 miles an hour?
It's none of your business where we were coming from. Or how fast we were coming, either. I happen to know the law, Mr. Wise Guy. We shook you off miles back in New York State. You can't touch us once we cross the line. Okay? Come on, Jack.
Just a minute. What about that blood all over the seat? Where'd that come from?
Well, for crying out loud, look at this guy's head. Where do you think it came from?
What were you doing?
We had a little accident.
Accident? Is that how you bent that fender?
You've really been over that old car, haven't you?
Is that how you bent the fender?
Yeah.
What'd you hit?
A tree. One poor little tree on the side of the road. Now, wasn't that terrible of us?
You better not be so cocky, Mr. Bert Hodgins. How'd you get the blood on the back bumper? From another tree?
We hit a dog.
With the back bumper?
We were backing.
Why?
Why not? Just happened to be. It was dark and I lost the road and... So?
All right. What'd you do with the dog you hit? Did you pick it up and take it to a hospital?
Well...
No. I'll tell you what you did. You left it lying there in the road with its back broken. Left it to die.
Well, how'd you know that?
I found it there. You thought you'd shaken me off, didn't you? And you did for a while. But I backtracked and went up the Lake Colony Road, and there was this collie. Nice fellas, aren't you? Run over a dog and leave it to die?
Well, it was my dog.
Your dog?
My father's. Uh-huh. At least it belonged to my father's caretaker. Can't pick us up for that.
I don't care whose dog it was.
Officer?
Yes?
State Police Headquarters are calling. Could you pick up this phone here, please?
Oh, thanks. You wait here, understand? Officer Griffin. Yeah. Peterborough? Yeah. Oh, yeah? Wait till I get my pencil. Okay, shoot. The name? Yes. And the number? TY3737. Right, got it.
Jeez, shut up. It's okay.
I already got it. Yeah, it's right here. Okay, roger. All right, boys, this is it. You're driving a stolen car.
Stolen? That's a laugh.
Yeah?
The car belongs to me.
That car belongs to a Mr. Ben Merkel.
That's crazy. Ask anybody in Peterborough. I've been driving that car around for a year.
Until this afternoon. Mr. Ben Merkel bought it this afternoon.
Oh. Well, that was just one of those little family things. My father didn't really mean it. He was just trying to act tough.
Well, we'll see. Come on, we're going back to Peterborough.
No, no, officer. Listen, we haven't done anything.
But you won't mind going back. Come on.
Officer?
Yes?
You're wanted in the superintendent's office right away.
Oh. Now, let's see. A nurse.
Yes?
I've got these two fellows here under arrest.
What?
I wonder if you'd mind...
You can't arrest us!
I have. Charged stolen car. Nurse, I'm sorry to bother you. I got to handcuff him somewhere.
Handcuff? Oh, no, you don't.
Take it easy, boy. You know, you can't get away. Let's see. Oh, here's this radiator. Okay, come on, Hodgins, your right hand. Now, yours, Mellon. Yeah, I guess that'll hold you. Now, no noise if you know what's good for you. Nurse, take me to the superintendent's office, will you?
Well, certainly. This way.
Thank you.
This is a tough spot. It's too tough. We'll be all right.
How do you mean?
Well, look, Ben Merkel works for the First National Bank, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And my father's a vice president of the bank, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You think a lousy bank teller's going to press charges against the son of his own VP?
Sure, sure.
Of course, old Fathead's going to get sore, but you don't think he'll make a public stink, do you? My father, the big shot, have a thief for a son?
Yeah, you're right.
That's same with your folks. They'll be sore about the $200, but they'll hush it up. Both of them. They'll just yak at us for a while and then push it under the rug.
Yeah, you're right, I guess. Sure, you're right.
It's going to be miserable for a couple of weeks, but we've lived through worse. Remember the time that babe in Milwaukee sued you?
Yeah. and the time those checks of yours bounced?
Sure. And the big deal busted up that vacant beach house.
Boy, that was a laugh.
Hodgins, Mallard.
Oh. Huh?
All this is very funny, isn't it?
Oh, we weren't laughing at this.
Yeah, I know. You were laughing at how easy it was going to be to get yourselves off the hook. I heard it's always been very easy, hasn't it? You've been getting away with murder. Well, not this time.
What do you mean?
You thought you'd killed a dog, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, there was an old man walking with that dog.
A man? No, not a man.
That's right. When I came along, both of them were lying in the road. The old man was still alive. I called an ambulance and I brought him here. I didn't know whether he was going to die or not, but I've just been told he has. So this is one time you won't get away with murder. No, sir. Not this time.
Live has presented Get Away with Murder, written by Nora Sterling, directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Hal Studer, Cliff Carpenter, Ian Martin, Mary Jane Higby, and Arthur Anderson. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.